David John Kumri, Director for Public Relations at the Internal Security Bureau of the National Security Service, told reporters in Juba on Friday that the report makes inaccurate allegations against certain individuals in the work of the National Security Service.
The National Security Service of South Sudan rejects the allegations contained in the Sentry report undercover activities inside the national security profitable playbook published in December 2022. No advance copy was provided by Senatory to the National Security Service or to the individual named in the report to enable correction of the facts and information before the publications.
In its December 8th report, the Sentry accused the NSS of establishing control over the country through extensive business operations and undercover activities, including widespread human rights abuses and corruption. The report accused the NSS of being ruthless, secretive, and well-funded. It said personnel were involved in kidnapping, torture, and illegal detention. It also alleges that the NSS plays a critical role in the capture of public institutions and revenue streams in the country. The Sentry said that corporate records it reviewed reveal a vast network of companies with NSS shareholders across key sectors, including the economic sector, financial sector, oil sector, and media sector, and that top national security officers are shareholders in some of the firms. Kumri says the report relies on third-party sources for information.
The allegation it makes have not been independently checked and verified by its authors. The report also fails to consider recent reforms within the security service sector and the legal proceedings against individuals who are alleged to have committed crimes or disciplinary bridges.
The Sentry says the NSS has funded a campaign of surveillance, intimidation, and horrific violence against civilians, activists, and journalists, and has interfered with civil society and the press, suppressed freedom of speech, and permanently silenced those who spoke out against the regime.
The report is part of a wider ongoing campaign by Sentry and its backers who seek to undermine the peace and security of the Republic of South Sudan. The National Security Service, ladies and gentlemen, will be issuing a comprehensive report.
Kumri refused to take questions from the reporters, saying only that the Sentry report was intended to smear the South Sudan government. Sentry researcher Laila Hamid told VOA earlier this month that the international community and financial institutions must identify accounts held by NSS personnel and target them with sanctions. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaiding in Bor.